This is your community radio station, WRFN LP, Pasco, Tennessee.
Try to betray me. Costello, you're listening to WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville. Keep listening to this station. This is the station that is playing the music that you want to hear. Don't listen to those big stations. Listen to this station. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice.
Part again, we play it, make believe. When we get to the part where I say that I'm gonna leave, everybody loves your happy end. We go straight past pretending to the part where everybody loves to cry. You sparks would fly. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Hello and welcome to Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. That was a song originally released on a 1986 album called King of America. Had a much more country feel to it originally. Well, it was re-recorded in 2021 at Memphis Magnetic Studios. That is the Memphis Magnetic version of Elvis Costello and Indoor Fireworks. Again, recorded in 2021, featuring Elvis Costello on guitar and vocals. Steve Nive on keyboards, David Farragher on bass and vocals, Pete Thomas on drums, and Charlie Sexton on guitar and vocals, Elvis Costello with the Memphis Magnetic version of Indoor Fireworks. Before that, the Flaming Lips from the album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, released in 2002, recorded in New York in the early 2000s, In the Morning of the Magicians, and kicking off today's Cosmosis, Paul McCartney with one of his side projects called The Fireman, and consisting of Paul McCartney and Youth, and the album called Electric Arguments, released in 2008. The song called Nothing Too Much, Just Out of Sight, here on Radio Free Nashville. You're listening to Cosmosis, heard every Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Right now, we have the National Orchestra of Wales, I should say the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, performing Alfred Schnittke's 1992 composition, Symphony No. 6, Movement 2, Presto, conducted by Tadaki Otaka.
Thank you. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless, too subtle, too wild, too tame.
Too restless, too wild, too tame.
Too restless, too subtle, too wild, too tame. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name. Hummingbird, hummingbird winging along. No tender young blossom can hold you for long.
Blossom can hold you for long.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, hummingbird winging along. You'd hug me and kiss me like others I've known. You'd promise to love me and call me your own. And then all my dreams would be shattered apart by the hum. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine.
Hummingbird, feathered so fine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
No, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart.
The studio wizardry and guitar virtuosity of one Mr. Les Paul, with Mary Ford, his wife, on vocals. Hummingbird, released in 1955. That was a top 10 hit for the Capitol record label. Before that, you heard a piece performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Tadaki Otaka, composed by Alfred Schnittke. It was a symphony number 6, movement number 2, the Presto. Now, Schnittke was a Russian composer who earned his living chiefly by composing film scores, did 70 of those in 30 years. He passed away in 1998 after a decade of health issues, and that piece was actually recorded about 6 years before he passed away. He was known for polystylism, many different kinds of styles, and his goal was to unify serious and light music. Alfred Schnittke there. And the conductor, Tadaka Otaka, Japanese conductor, the principal conductor of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales from 1987 through 1995. So that piece recorded a little over halfway during his tenure as the composer, or conductor, I should say, of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville, kicking off a Motown set now, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Come on, boy, the time is right. Here I am, take my arms and love me. Ooh, there's a mist of ecstasy that's flowing over me. Mm-hmm.
tough. I need the love, my dear. I miss so much. My world is empty without you, babe. My world is empty without you, babe.
This is Philly, and you're listening to Radio Free Nashville.
Set from the Motor City, yeah, Motown tracks on Cosmosis. That from the complete single set, Volume 7 from 1967. You heard The Four Tops, I'll Turn to Stone, a song written by the legendary songwriting team of Holland Dozier Holland, along with R. Dean Taylor, who had his own hit on the Motown label with Indiana Wants Me. That produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier, released in May of 1967. It was a B-side of the hit, Seven Rooms of Gloom. Now, Seven Rooms of Gloom was a top 20 hit, but I'll Turn to Stone, which was a hit in itself, only hit number 76, so not a very high chart climber, but it did hit the top 100 nonetheless. Before that, the San Remo Golden Strings and Joy Road, a piece composed by Gil Askey, who's a Motown arranger. Now, the San Remo Golden Strings, they were inherited by Motown chief Berry Gordy from Rick Tick Records when Gordy acquired the assets of that record label. That was his chief rival in Detroit, and he acquired their assets. And Berry Gordy, not only a good music man, but a sound businessman as well. That released in April of 1967, Joy Road from the San Remo Golden Strings. Before that, a remake of a Supremes hit, My World is Empty Without You, and I really like this version better because the music seems to reflect the lyrics a lot better. The Supremes version, a great track in its own right, great production, but this, a little more somber. I think it just hits the point home a little better for that particular song. Recorded by Barbara McNair. It was the B-side of a song called Here I Am, Baby that was recorded by McNair, written by Smokey Robinson. Now, Barbara McNair was signed to Motown in 1965. She never did have a top 40 hit for the record label. And that song you heard by Barbara McNair, released in March of 1967, My World is Empty Without You. And Gladys Knight and the Pips, Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me, a song produced by Norman Whitfield that was released in March of 1967. Barely scraped into the 100, or top 100, hit number 98 on the pop charts. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, a group called Honey Limited.
The breeze surrounds me and it eases me down. Falling leaves drifting toward town. You find me here. I'll be down by the brook. I'll know love, no love.
Sit back, relax, and absorb the music through Cosmosis on WRFN Nashville, Tennessee.
Recorded in 1945, just over halfway through his 52-year musical career, Coleman Hawkins playing the tenor sax on Picasso, that a piece written by Hawkins. Now, his first gig happened in 1917, and it was his first recordings were with Mamie Smith 5 years later in 1922. He was born in 1904 in St. Joseph, Missouri, the late, great Coleman Hawkins and Picasso. Before that, a group that was signed to Lee Hazelwood's record label, Honey Limited, a song called Silk and Honey, recorded in 1968. It was an American girl group consisting of Alexandra and Joan Slywin, Laura Polkinghorne, and Marcia Temer. They were from Detroit, and they were initially called the Mama Cats. Now, they moved to L.A. and auditioned for Lee Hazelwood. He signed them to his LH1 label, and they didn't have very many hits. Silk and Honey was a B-side to their version of the song called Eli is Coming, which was a big hit for Three Dog Night. That was released in 1969. And fun fact, or maybe not fun fact, but a music fact, Bob Seger actually wrote both sides of Honey Limited's first single, being they were from Detroit, and Bob was from Detroit as well. So Honey Limited, Silk and Honey, here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Don't forget about the websites, radiofreenashville.org for the station. You can find out all about Radio Free Nashville. The schedule's there. You can find out how you can help the radio station out. You can donate money, do community shares, all kinds of different ways for you to help your community radio station at radiofreenashville.org. We have a page for our website, or I'm sorry, for our show, a website for our show. There we go. RadioCosmosis.com. We have our playlists there, and you can listen to past shows there as well. We also do have a Facebook page if you're interested in that type of thing for Radio Cosmosis. And speaking of Bob Seger, we're going to play a Seger track to close out hour number one here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville.
Jen is tired of her inhaler, wish she moved here from back east. Still she said she'd stay beside me, and she brought me a new piece. I saw her smiling in the summer sun, saw her neath the quiet moon. I knew right then I'd never leave her. She had taken me so soon. When she went, settled near the Blue Lagoon, listen all night to the wind. Sometimes we laughed, sometimes we cried, sometimes we just went for a swim. All the time my love kept growing, growing, growing. Made me feel so warm inside. All the time her smile kept glowing, and it gave me so much pride. When she went, yeah, when she went, we sit here in the evening and listen to the crickets sing, and we'll be here 20 years from now, and we'll hear the crickets sing, and she'll go,
go.
This is your community radio station, Radio Free Nashville, WRFN-LP, Pasco, Tennessee.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cosmos.
Kablam!
When it comes to girls, have
Happy couple say I must live in a lonely world.
A song recorded in England in 1967, written by Tony Hicks, Alan Clark, and Graham Nash, The Hollies, Away, 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 that from the Dear Eloise King Midas in Reverse LP. Before that, Joe Jackson from his 1979 album Look Sharp, that recorded in London. He was 24 years old at the time, still going strong. That song, Happy Loving Couples, and kicking off today's Cosmosis, Bob Dylan from the 1997 album Time Out of Mind, Dirt Road Blues. Right now, music from The Platters on Cosmosis.
You'll never know.
You'll never, never know I care. You'll never know the torch I bear. You'll never know it.
you'll never know.
You'll never, never see me cry. Not even when you're glancing by. For I won't weaken when we're speaking. Oh no, you'll never, never know. You'll know the years to me that I was before. You'll see.
Thank you. that my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. Got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby.
Won't you let me love you?
Adele's There Is, a great Chicago group. Before that, Elvis from the album Elvis at Stax, a song written by Tony Joe White, I've Got a Thing About You, Baby. Dinah Washington ahead of that, Nothing in the World, that song co-written by Brooke Benson. Yeah, the Rainy Night in Georgia singer. Joe Zawinul on piano and Kenny Burrell on guitar. So she had some jazz heavyweights playing with her. That's from the 1959 album What a Difference a Day Makes. Again, that song called Nothing in the World. And the Platters kicking off that set of vocalists with You'll Never Know. That song written by Gene Miles and Platters members Paul Robey and Tony Williams. Recorded in Los Angeles in 1956 on the Mercury label. It was a top 20 hit for the Platters, hitting number 11. Again, You'll Never Know. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. We go from vocalists to prog rock, art rock, whatever you want to call it, with Genesis, I Know What I Like, here on Cosmosis.
I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Thank you. Ooh.
I did something fun there. Well, fun in my world, in the Cosmosis world anyway. We started with 1974 and went backward. Yeah, to 1970. The song you just heard, Derek and the Dominoes, from the album Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. That song, Tell the Truth, Eric Clapton and Duane Allman out front on the guitars there. Then from 1971, Spinning Wheel from Wade Marcus. That on a box set called What It Is. It's a funk box set, highly recommended. Then from 1972, The Supremes with a song written by William Smokey Robinson, Your Wonderful Sweet Sweet Love. From 1973, David Bowie, Panic in Detroit, that from the Aladdin Sane album. And Genesis, I Know What I Like, that is from the five-member incarnation of Genesis, Tony Banks, Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel, Steve Hackett, and Mike Rutherford from the album Selling England by the Pound, 1974, Genesis music there on Cosmosis. Right now, music from Sly and the Family Stone.
Walking in the street.
Time is passing, I grow older. Things are happening fast. All I have to hold on to is a simple song at last. Let me hear you say, frowns.
You're in trouble when you smile. It's hard for you to smile. A simple song might make it better for a little while.
Let me hear you say,
groove, yeah.
just don't stand a ghost of a chance. With this thing we call romance, it'll turn your midnight, yeah, into a sunshiny day. It'll make old darkness stay away. It's a groove, oh yeah. More time. Oh, baby, it's a groove. Oh, baby, it's a groove. If I had a waterfall, we wouldn't wonder not at all how much fun each day was gonna be. If I had a mountaintop, I know that we would never stop climbing way high up to look and see. If I had a jellyfish, I bet you we would never miss a single peanut butter kiss or squeeze. If I had a waterfall, it might not make no sense at all. That won't matter much to you and me. Babies get born even in a war. Guess just shows what living's for. My heart still believes in love. What we need can be enough if we'll just stop keeping score. If I had a big giraffe, tried to dance and made us laugh, every smile and giggle would be free. If I had a big moonlight, we'd turn it back on every night, just so the dark could try and get some sleep. If I had a rocket ship, we'd go places really quick and have a time to stop and get ice cream. If I had a big giraffe, he'd have to take a real long bath. And that's why waterfalls are really neat. Stand out in the rain, only feel the drops we wanted to. If I had a wonderful, we could play out in the snow, never have to wear our socks and shoes. If I had a pot of luck, we wouldn't have to spend a buck, get all the stuff we needed for a sneeze. If I had everything, we wouldn't get wet in the rain, and riding waterfalls would be a breeze. If I had a big giraffe, he'd have to take a real long bath. And that's where waterfalls are really neat.
Oh. Don't look at me, it's way too soon to see what's gonna be. Don't look at me. All my life I never knew what I could be, what I could do. Then we were new.
Paul McCartney, new from the album, new. Before that, you heard Dwight Yoakam with a live recording from East West Studios in Hollywood, California, Waterfall, that from his Three Pairs album. It's a Groove from the Wicked Wilson Pickett and Sly and the Family Stone, Sing a Simple Song.